Hi, I'm Alan Nelson, and welcome to Lead Young Institute, a series designed for 15 to 30-year-olds who want to become a better boss. In this session, we're going to talk about three kinds of people on your team, how they're wired differently so that you have to motivate them uniquely. Welcome to Lead Young Institute. Now, one thing we know about leaders is they have to motivate. The word motivate is from the Latin word meaning to move. So as a boss, a supervisor, a team leader, you have to move your people. We're in the people moving business. Now, as we said before, there are many different ways to motivate people. There is a lot of research that suggests certain ways and best practices certain ways. So in this mini series within Lead Young Institute, we're going to give you some ideas. Today's session, we're going to focus on one. Learned needs theory. It's by a psychologist named David McClellan, and his research kind of showed him that we learn certain needs that we have, we develop these after we're born, and that these tend to motivate us. Now, it's not necessarily that you have one or the other, but he said that usually there's a primary and then maybe a secondary, meaning that you're going to have people on your team who are wired differently and you have to address them differently if you're going to understand how they're motivated. He basically said there are three types. There's a need for affiliation, or what we call people needs. These are the social people on your team, and we'll talk about how you address them and also maybe some of the challenges, things you don't want to do. A second group of people you're going to have are people who are achievement-oriented. They like to accomplish things, so they're very goal-oriented. Again, we'll briefly give you an overview of what this means and how to motivate them. And then there's a third group that are power-oriented. They need power and influence. We'll talk about them distinctly because they're a little bit different type. They can be some of your greatest allies or some of your greatest challenges as well. And we're going to do it in kind of a fun way. We're going to compare each one to a different kind of drink. So let's first talk about affiliators. Now, affiliators are people. So they have high gifts of compassion and empathy, and they have strong social acumen, meaning they're good with other people. They have concern for other people. So I like to think of them and compare them to a nice cup of warm cocoa. Warm cocoa is wonderful on cold days, and you just need to warm up. It's smooth, and it goes down your throat warmly. Well, these are the kind of people who are nice to have on your team. They're going to be the people who help you as a leader be more aware of team issues in terms of relationships. Now, the good thing about affiliators is that they will help you glue your team together. They have a desire for reassurance and approval, and they have genuine concerns for the feelings of others. So they want to make sure that people are working well together. They'll be aware of conflict or people that are sad or disjointed. And they like to conform to the wishes of others, especially those with whom they desire friendship. Therefore, you want to make sure you avoid trying to embarrass them or put them in a situation where they will not be favored socially because they have a sensitivity to that. For example, if you know that you have some social or people needs oriented people on your team, when you're having a meeting, you'll probably want to spend a few minutes at the beginning just checking in. Hey, John, how are you doing? How did that test go the other day? Or, hey, Joni, I heard you were out of town. What did you do and did you have fun? So those are just kind of some simple questions, but you want to make sure that there's a little bit of social time to check in or time at the end for affirmations because the social fabric of the team is a high motivator for people in this category. Now, a second kind of people you have on your team are achievement-oriented people. So it's kind of like this energy drink. They're just go-getters. And the cool thing about achievement-oriented people is they like to accomplish goals, but you have to set them appropriately. Make sure you set moderately difficult goals and make moderately risky decisions. And focus on the word moderately there because if it's too low, it won't motivate them. It won't challenge them. But if it's too high, if it's a very slim chance they'll ever achieve it, they won't like that either, because they'll feel like they're wasting their time, because they get motivated by accomplishing things. You want to provide immediate and specific performance feedback. So give them input, help them to have some metrics, some ways of measuring the progress, because they don't want to invest all the energy, get to the end and realize they didn't accomplish it. And they assume personal responsibility and they like recognition, meaning that they will run with it. They'll be self-motivated to the point, but when they get to the finish line, you ought to have some sort of applause, some sort of kudos, some sort of celebration to acknowledge they did it well. Now, a little bit of the downside of achievement-driven people is that they can get preoccupied with the task. Sometimes if the goal seems inadequate or the feedback seems inadequate, they can become a little negative or be perceived as negative. And also, they can get a little competitive among each other. So sometimes you have to help them not just get focused on the task, but see the bigger picture. And that's very important. But these are great people to have on your team. You just have to know how they're wired. So celebrate your achievement-oriented team members. Now, a third type of person you're going to have on your team are power-oriented people. That's represented by this protein milk or muscle milk. They like to have that power and influence. Now, that can be a really good thing. It can also be a potentially dangerous thing. When you've identified what kind they are, and it'll be just probably a small percent, just a few people in general are going to have this, but they're very important to have on your team and also to challenge and direct in the right way. So if you find out that they're going to be an asset, you want to put them in charge of things. It could be an informal role. It could be a formal role, but you want to find a place where they can be in charge of a project or a group. They like to influence others, and often they will seek positions in leadership, whether formal or informal. Now, those that are interested in institutional power, those are what we refer to in the military as friendlies. They're going to be on your side. They're going to be some of your greatest assets. Even if they push back on an idea, many times it's for good reasons. They're concerned about the functioning of the organization, and their desire is to serve the organization. So they like to exercise power. They like to be in charge, not necessarily in a negative way, but a very positive way. So you may need to help groom them. You may need to help monitor their behavior. But basically, they're going to be some of your greatest assets. Now, there's another group that is more personally oriented. And personal power can be very negative for an organization, where they desire to influence for personal gain. Often, these people aren't that interested in others. They're not concerned for others unless others can help them. And they tend to focus on symbols of prestige and status. So if you can turn people interested in personal power to institutional power, that's a good thing. But if they're interested in personal power, you're probably going to try to get them off the team or not give them any formal roles, because they will tend to be divisive and use those roles in a negative way. All right, now we've got these three drinks together. Let's do a little bit of overview and then we'll wrap it up. So learned needs theory teaches that we have three types of people on our team. We have the warm cocoa people. These are the people who are good at relationships and they're good at holding us together. Make sure you're sensitive to those social relationships. We have high achievement people on our team. They like to accomplish things. They will set goals that are in the middle, not too high, not too low, and they'll be motivated by these. But make sure you celebrate their wins. And then we'll have a few power-oriented people. Just make sure that they have the focus on the organization and not themselves, and they'll be great allies for you. I'm Alan Nelson. If you've enjoyed this series, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and we will bring you more of these videos. Until we meet again, lead on.